also should have received, that actually was available this morning, is the federal legislative issues paper presented on behalf of, for us, by Bill Broderick, who is our federal contract lobbyist, who has been working on several issues throughout the course of the year and prior. There's a little brief background at the beginning of just sort of the general process. Like federal law, much like state law, has its own nuances and I think clearly different in a much larger scale, but you know, there's still similar process to you all in that there is a legislative body that can, you know, introduce policy initiatives or appropriations at any time and can do so at any point while they're in session. And there are certain executive orders where, you know, certain items can come through that could come from an executive order from the president. And again, they have an appropriations process much like you do, and some of the items that we care about go through that process on an annual basis. So it was to lay out for you some of the items that we work on or that the county is impacted by in regard to transportation, mental health funding, Medicaid, Medicare. All of those items are things that are worked on a regular basis at the federal level. So it was to give you a little sense of what Milwaukee County is doing in regard to federal issues and how that's impacting us. If there are follow-up questions for any of those things, we would be more than happy to look into them. Again, very complicated process. So,
are we hearing anything on the sequester in terms of, we've got a little bit of communication from the airport in terms of some of the impacts that are they're expecting in terms of control towers. Are we hearing other things that are specific about, obviously?
My understanding is that NACO met, was that last week, there was a NACO conference, and a lot of the counties that were able to be there participated. There is, particularly as it pertains to airports, a huge concern. There has not been an indication as to whether or not those will actually occur. But there certainly was a raised concern on airports. Mental health is the other area from the departments here and across the state. The other concern, because as we are sort of excited about the idea of additional mental health funding at the state level, any mental health funding that we lose at the federal level is clearly negates the increased funding at the state level. So, but that being said, there are some provisions. People believe there are some provisions in mental health funding that would prevent there from being immediate cuts to programs that would affect services immediately. So it's just there are certainly different views about how the sequester and when the sequester and which items would actually be impacted, and there is no resolve on that right now as to whether or not any of the cuts or concerns are legitimate or not. And that's not because it's not because we all don't know. It's literally that I don't know that all of those decisions have come down as to what would actually what items will actually occur. So,
okay, thank you. Questions from committee? Seeing no questions, we are concluded. Thank you.